gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out SportsBettingLessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. SportsBettingLessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We are coming off a wonderful, wonderful AFC, NFC Betaway weekend in Vegas. I mean, it was a serious trip. We partied hard, we ate good, we drank good, but more importantly, we cast a lot of tickets, and some of those tickets were compliments of Paolo. Paolo, thanks for your plays last weekend.
You're very welcome. Let's hope that we have another great week and we can cash more tickets like we usually do.
It really has been. I'm working with the guys from Belly Up Sports, and I was telling them that we really have had a very good start. I mean, it's only January 30th, so the show, this is our Super Bowl show. It's only been a month, but we've had a very, very good start to the year and looking to keep it going.
I definitely look for that to continue. Yeah.
All right, so as always, when we do talk football and we talk soccer, I kind of just sit around and listen. I do have a lot of trouble sometimes even pronouncing the names of the teams.
I know.
There's some England and there's some Italy this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. The first game that I like in England is Chelsea-Leicester, both teams to score a goal. I see this game having lots of goals, at least going over, and I can see both teams scoring. There's not much of a defense. This will not be a defensive struggle because Chelsea can score and Leicester can score, and they're playing at Leicester City, so that should be a pretty interesting game with both teams scoring. And then we move on to another interesting game.
Before we go, let me remind people, if you're listening to this podcast, that game's at 4:30 in the morning in America time. Now, okay. I don't know, I think that's Eastern time, right? 4:30 a.m.? So that means that's like Saturday. You could be coming out of the bars and that game will be on here in San Diego.
yeah. And not only that, a great game to bet because Leicester is in a better position than Chelsea, and they're both fighting for points and everything. So this game here is like really a great, great betting game. I have one more game in the English, one more game. This game is kind of a very, it's like a very, very nice, odd play. Manchester United is playing Wolves. Wolves this year has really impressed. They can score. They've really difficult team to beat on the road. And I look for Wolves to cover the Asian handicap plus 0.5 and also for Wolves to maybe even get the win at 3.65 odds into Manchester. So that's it for England.
They're not that big of a favorite, Manchester United.
No, it's a pretty even game because they've been decimated. Their attack has been decimated. The team is not like what it used to be. It's not the Manchester United that used to be. And if Wolves goes there and scores a goal, it's going to be hard because Wolves can score and they have proven to score. I think they got a big win this year, I think in Manchester City or somewhere, but they have pulled some big wins. And odds 3.65 and the Asian handicap is good. So it should be a pretty interesting betting game. That's it for England.
Talk to us about Italy.
Italy this week, last week, Juventus went into Napoli and didn't get the win. Very surprising that this Juventus powerhouse team can go into Napoli against an average team this year, even though they have so many good players, and came out losing. This week, but even though they lost, Inter only tied, so this way Juve still holds on. This week, I look for Juventus to really roll and to really beat Fiorentina. I like Juventus minus one, and I also see goals in this game. I can see Juventus even scoring four goals in this game. That's my first game that I like in Italy. The second game that I like, Lazio. Lazio against Spal. This game, I see over 2.5 goals. Lazio is going to win this game. They've already won 11 straight. I just can't see Lazio even losing a point. And the way that the Italian soccer is shaping right now, even Lazio has become a contender to unseed Juventus. So that's my second game. The third game that I like, and I think this game will definitely reward us this week. Last time I was wrong for the first time with Inter Milan. But this week, Inter Milan going inside Udinese, I do not see Inter Milan having any problems. Odds of 1.74. They've really beefed up. They've got new players. They've signed Ashley Cole. And they are definitely looking like a very, very easy winner this week. And they will be, I'm looking forward to them getting back on track. That's it for the Italian soccer.
Yeah, that would be a nice little three-team parlay, because though they're pretty good odds, especially the Juventus, you know, when you put them in a parlay, then you can get it down and get your even money. And one of the tickets I cashed in Vegas on our AFC-NFC weekend was that soccer parlay you gave me, where one team was minus 200, one team was minus 500. But together, I think for $40, I got back 60 or something, you know.
And this one here with Inter at 1.74, and let's say Juventus, even if you take them straight out, win 1.29 and 1.29, you're going to doubling the odds. And this looks like a pretty almost a 90% win parlay, because I just do not see Fiorentina stopping Juventus and Spal stopping Lazio and Inter this week. Whoa. Because Inter is due for a big win. And I would not be surprised. Remember, like the other time when I gave Inter Milan when they went to Napoli and scored goals. They will score goals against Udinese. I look for them to get back on track. So that's it for the soccer.
It sounds good. And again, like I said, the soccer odds are so unique for us, because you look at the Super Bowl as an example. You're talking Kansas City or you're talking San Francisco. Nobody's talking draw. But on soccer, a lot of times the draw is even sometimes an equal play to one of the sides.
Yeah, because if like for instance in this week, if I thought that Udinese had a chance to draw, even the Asian handicap would almost give me over 2-1. But I don't see this happening. So Inter at 1.74, that's pretty good odds. And they might even win by two goals. So that would even make it even bigger.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go over and talk to a guy I know, because I know a few guys. I've been doing this a long time. I know a few guys. Now, one of the guys I know, I said to him, I said, you got any action this weekend? And he said he's got no action. He may do some Super Bowl stuff, but I asked him how he was doing with Australia. And he told me he was down a little bit with the Australia Open because he didn't get a good read on the guys in the middle. That's what he called them, the guys in the middle. And I think what those are the guys that they don't have a shot of winning the tournament, but they could win a couple of matches along the way. Tennis, I think sometimes you got to know when to bet somebody, but you also got to know when to bet against them.
Exactly. And this week, Nadal was disappointing because all games came down to the tiebreaker, and it went the other way. But now, the way it's become, it doesn't look like Djokovic is losing this. But on the women's side, it's still wide open.
Yeah, well, once the favorite gets knocked out, then anything's possible. All right, so here's a guy. Now, this is a guy that is a big-time Chiefs fan. He's a season ticket holder. And he has said from the beginning he doesn't think that the Chiefs could beat the 49ers. And this guy, he's not only a knowledgeable sports bettor, he's also a fan of the team. So, I mean, that's really a pretty major statement. But one of the things that he talked about was in the Chiefs team total in the first half. He says that the Chiefs over 13.5 points in the first half. Well, we looked at our Easy Sports data, and the Chiefs score 15 points almost every first half. So yeah. that would be a nice little team total there. And he also likes Pat Mahomes for a rushing TD at plus 450. Now, that's not the first TD of the game. That's any TD in the game. And there's no doubt that that's possible because we saw him do it in the AFC-NFC game. It was his TD that covered that first half spread.
And the thing is that Mahomes is a running quarterback, so anything could happen. He can do it. That's
and
a very good play.
Yeah, all it takes is a little man-on-man coverage where everybody turns their back on the quarterback for just a second. That's all he needs because he's that quick.
Yeah, he is that quick. Yeah.
This
is a very interesting game.
Here's the issue that he has with the Chiefs. He said that if they get behind, they're in trouble. But if you look at their last two or three games, they've been behind in almost every single game.
Exactly. And not only that, one thing that you called last week that I was still off on the Chiefs, and you called it exactly like it is, their defense has much improved. That defense has much improved compared to what it used to be.
No doubt about it. So let's see what else we've got. This is our buddy from Nick from Belly Up. Now, he has given us nothing but basketball winners. As a matter of fact, earlier in the week, he sent me over a text of a screenshot of one of his parlays. Now, he didn't hit the parlay, but it was a five-teamer, and he went 4-1. And as you know, there's not a lot of sports bettors that are going 4-1 every day.
No, there's not.
All right, so here's what he's saying about this weekend. First of all, when you're talking about props, he says that he likes over the 44 Nielsen rating. Now, the Nielsen rating is the rating that the TV gets for how many people are watching the game. He says the East Coast will always watch, and with the West Coast having the 49ers playing, and the fact that Kansas City is the team of the Midwest, he says that's a slam dunk. So I have not looked for that prop, but I will have to check out to see if they have. That's going to be in one of those weird props, you know, maybe a yes-no prop.
I think so, too. That's one of the rare props. Yes, I agree.
And then he said here, when it comes to the Super Bowl, he goes, he likes the over. And I'm going to give him a quote. I just don't see how the two most creative minds in football don't empty the playbook and light it up. And again, I look at my Easy Sports data, and one thing it tells me is both of these teams are going to score 26 points. Well, we talked about it with the Clemson game. We said, hey, the over was 70. Who is not going to score 35 points? And that's when we said, well, if anybody's not going to score 35 points, it's going to be Clemson. And we were right. Well, with this game, the over is 54. So that's 27 times 2. So you got to say to yourself, in this game, who's not going to score 27 points? Well, I don't know. They both are going to score 27 points.
I personally see the Chiefs scoring at least 30 points.
And if you look at, you know, the over-under right now is 54 and the spread is 1.5. I mean, that's a pretty close game. That's a pretty close game.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be a close game.
30 to 27, you know, would be a legitimate call if you were calling a final there. And finally, he's got some college for Saturday without knowing the spreads, he said, because the point spreads aren't out yet. He likes Villanova. He likes Kansas, but with Kansas, because I guess they still have some guys out from that fight, he likes them on the money line. He likes Baylor. He likes LSU. He says take Wisconsin with the points, and then he also likes Rutgers on the money line. Now, LSU looks like a sneaky title favorite if the odds are good. I'll look up that later. Now, that would be kind of weird if LSU's basketball team also made a run.
Imagine basketball and football, both of them winning.
That would be pretty good for us because we sold an awful lot of championshipfootballs.com LSU. And then one last thing. He says another slam dunk prop bet for the Super Bowl is, will this game be tied after it's 0-0? And he says it will be, and that one I saw someone else had that out there. These are not props you're going to get rich on. These are not 25 to 1 props. But all it takes is a somebody to kick a field goal, somebody else to kick a field goal, and you're a winner. So you could be, that's a prop you could be a winner at really, really early in the game. And then let's see here. We've got one more, and this is GMF Sports Consultants. Now, this is the guy that I told you how well he's done with the last 2 years in the picking duck contest. He was second 1 year and sixth the next, and we're talking about thousands of people who are in that contest. He already has San Francisco. I think he got him at 5-1, which everybody would pretty be happy to have San Francisco at 5-1 at this point.
Wow, that's pretty good odds.
Yep.
Getting them at 5-1.
Yep. And here's a few that he likes in the props. For MVP, he likes Tyreek Hill and Kelsey. Hill is 15-1, Kelsey's 12-1, and then Kittle at 12-1, and Samuel at 25-1. That's a pretty big long shot. There's another one. He also likes first half points scored by the Niners over 13.5, which is what Blackhawk West had said about for the Chiefs. Total TD scored by Kansas City over 3. He likes that. And total TD passes thrown by Jimmy G, he likes it at over 1.5. And those are all falling right into what we talked about with the over. And, Paulo, that's the one thing about props. With props, you got to have an idea of what you think the game is going to be. And if the game turns out to be that way, then the props are going to be good. But if it turns out that you were wrong handicapping the game, you're probably going to be wrong on your props as well.
I totally agree. I totally agree. I find them very interesting, very interesting plays. Very interesting plays.
Yeah.
Especially that Chiefs. That Chiefs plus 13.
Yeah, no, over 13.5 for the first half.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
All right, so when we come back from break, what we're going to do is we're going to sit down, you and I, and talk our Super Bowl predictions, for lack
exactly.
of a better term.
Exactly.
You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We have Paulo on the line. Paulo, we're going to talk a little Super Bowl 54. Let us know what you're thinking.
In the Super Bowl 54, I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs to win the game. I like Kansas City for one and only reason. I think that Mahomes, the quarterback, is a much better quarterback than the San Francisco quarterback. And I see this a high-scoring affair and coming down to a shootout. And I think that Kansas City will be able to score more points than San Francisco. This is why I base my pick on the Kansas City Chiefs. And another thing was that San Francisco defense, even though the last 2 weeks I picked them correctly to cover the spread and won both times, I have seen some times where they've had lapses. But this Chiefs team has Travis Kelce and has a lot of very speedy receivers. Their running game, okay, it's not much of a running game, but with those receivers against the San Francisco cornerbacks, I find them suspect. And I think that Kansas City will win this game. I also like some props in this game. I like Patrick Mahomes, 2.3 MVP. Travis Kelce, 73.5 yards. And I also like Raheem Mostert, under 68.5 yards rushing, at odds 2.52. And Kansas City, 26.5 points. that's what I like, and those are the props that I like.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that Mozart guy because we cashed with the first player to score prop, and that usually is where I put all of my focus on Super Bowl Sunday. But, of course, because we hit both the AFC and the NFC tickets, yes. And it was so nice. We're at the Westgate, and they have two different areas where you can watch. They have the Superbook, which is, you know, the biggest sports book in the world until the Cirque opens downtown, and then it's going to be the second biggest sports book. And then they have a theater. They actually have a movie theater around the corner. It's where they do a lot of their shows, but they set it up for the sports betting. And they put in a ticket window right in the entrance. So I'm not kidding you. It had to be maybe 30 feet, 35 feet from my seat to the window. And within, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of the 49ers scoring that first touchdown of the game, they were cashing that ticket for me. So it was really a great weekend. But since this is who we had. We had Aaron Jones and Raheem Mozart in the second game, and then we had Derrick Henry and Damian Williams in the first game. Now, we cashed both tickets, and it turned out all four of those players had touchdowns. So when you're looking at the props for the Super Bowl, you got to remember, you can get the first player to score, you can get the last player to score, and then you can get, will a player score at all? And I always tell people, if you like somebody, you got to bet all three of those bets, because look what happened last year. Now, I don't foresee this happening this year, but last year, there was only one touchdown that was scored in that game. So we cashed three different tickets with one touchdown.
And if you look at this Raheem Mozart prop at 68.5 yards rushing, I'm taking the under at 2.52, I find that this total is very, very low. They don't see him going over. Because if you look at it, the way the Chiefs, I don't think the Chiefs will stop the run. They might put some pressure on the quarterback, this and that. But like I said, it will come down to who scores at the end. And Kansas City's passing attack is better than San Francisco's passing attack. San Francisco's running game, better than Kansas City's. But when it comes down to quarterbacks, I'll take my Mahomes any day.
So when I look at the first player to score touchdowns, again, he was 8-1, Mozart was. He's now 4.5-1 this week. Damian Williams was the other player that we had for Kansas City, and he's at 4.75-1. He was 6-1. So both of those guys have dropped down significantly from where they were for the AFC NFC. But here's some of the EasySportsData.com report that I have in front of me, and here's what it says. In the first half, Kansas City is going to score 15 points because that's what they do. San Francisco is going to score 13 points because that's what they do. Now, that means there's an over because that's 28 points, and that's more than 27
28.
Points.
Yeah.
Now, the second half here is where, if you like the Chiefs, I can see where you're going to lead because in their last 7, 8, 9 games, only one team has, and that was the Chargers, has scored more than 10 points. So they allow 9 points or less in the second half. And San Francisco doesn't score a lot of points in the second half. Now, part of that is their defense.
Yeah. And not only that, that thing that has impressed me the past 2 weeks, and you called it head on, is the Chiefs' defense. How that defense has improved. So basically, if the defense has a great game or even a good game and can control the San Francisco quarterback, which his passing game, his passing attack is nothing compared to Patrick Mahomes' passing attack. So I look for Mahomes to have a good day. He might even pass for 300 yards.
So in their two playoff games in the second half, Kansas City allowed Houston 7 points and they allowed Tennessee 7 points.
There you go. Yeah, and you saw what Tennessee did to New England with their running game. But when you saw in the second half, their running game against Kansas City was non-existent.
Now, part of that, of course, is if a team gets ahead of you, like Kansas City can do, they can score so darn quick. And they, in both games, they scored a flurry of touchdowns in a short period of time. Almost always you're going to have to abandon the running game at that point.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. They score. They can score. This. They scored on the Rams, the shootout. I mean, this team can score. This team can score. And if it goes into a shootout, Kansas City will score more.
Yeah, in the second half, in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, San Francisco has only scored 14 points or more one time, and that was in that New Orleans game, which was the 48-46 game. Otherwise, they scored 12, 10, 13, 13, and 10, and I just don't think that's going to be enough to beat Kansas City.
Not only that, do you remember the game with San Francisco played against Seattle in San Francisco? That they lost that game on a field goal.
Yep.
Remember in the second half how San Francisco was so dominant in the first half, but in the second half, San Francisco stalled. Couldn't score. Seattle's defense started coming together, figuring out what was going on. So like you said, if they cannot score against the Chiefs all through the game, they will not beat this team.
Well, it started back in December when they played the Saints. They gave up 19 in the second half to the Saints. They gave up 19 in the second half to Atlanta. They gave up 10 to the Rams. They gave up 21 to Seattle in the game you mentioned. Now, they did shut out Minnesota in the playoff game, but they allowed 20 points to Green Bay. Now, that game was already out of hand at 27-0. But Green Bay got to a point where if you had a double-digit line, you were a little bit nervous because Green Bay was making a little bit of a comeback at one point.
Exactly. And not only that, remember when I gave my upset special the Atlanta Falcons? Did you expect that Atlanta in the second half would make San Francisco look like that with that great comeback that they pulled out?
So no,
they are suspect. They are suspect, and Kansas City is not the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, so anything else you can think of with Super Bowl 54 that we haven't covered?
I think basically we covered all, that, and I really agree with you on the over. I really think this game is going awful. Like you said, both minds, there is going to be points scored. I think we've covered it all.
Yeah, and so what we'll do, as always, we'll be dealing with some live action, and that's the one thing about the Super Bowl. If you do like the over, don't be afraid to make sure you have some money ready for live action, because it happens almost every single year where the teams are a little nervous, they come out a little slow, and you can get that under to drop down to maybe, I don't know, 47, 46.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, they come back. They cover the original over. You win your live action pretty easy. And that's another way of winning more bets now. And that's really what it's all about, winning more bets now.
And one thing about the live action, this week there's one game that I didn't touch on. But I can see this game that I will put a bet on this game in live action. I just want to see how the first half is going to go. Is that Real Madrid is playing Atletico Madrid. If you remember a couple of weeks ago when Barcelona was playing Atletico Madrid and Barcelona was winning, when I said Atletico will come back and not only score, and they came back with big odds. So this Madrid game, like you said, the live action, this is a game that might come down either to the wire or score after 70 minutes. So these are opportunities that can happen this weekend, exactly like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, Paolo, thanks again. Appreciate all your time as always. More importantly, we appreciate your winners.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.